This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Justin Timberlake celebrated his 40th birthday with wife Jessica Biel, 38, marking the special day with a nice tribute. Biel said, quote, "There's no one I have more fun with, have more laughs with, feel more deeply for, and have more history with. I honor you today, baby. Happy 40th, my love," unquote. Hey, I wonder if he got birthday sex. The Little Things had a killer opening weekend despite its concurrent release on HBO Max. The crime thriller earned $4.8 million despite it premiering on HBO Max January 29th. It made an additional $2.8 million internationally for a grand total of $7.6 million globally. Check out Jared Leto's Golden Globe-nominated performance. It's creepy and great. Saturday Night Live's first 2021 original telecast featuring host John Krasinski and musical guest Machine Gun Kelly drew a 4.4 rating, the same as the December 16th episode hosted by Kristen Wiig and featuring Dua Lipa. Understandably, SNL's ratings were higher in the fall, leading to and immediately following the presidential election. Pete Davidson said, "The Wonder Years reboot has been picked up by ABC. The potential new series, executive produced by Lee Daniels, reboots the classic show, but with a black family. The new comedy series will follow, quote, how a black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama, in the turbulent late 1960s, the same era as the original series, made sure it was the Wonder Years for them, too." What? Canceled. Sources working on the set of Mission Impossible are complaining that star Tom Cruise is continuing to be a nightmare. A source said, quote, "Tom's completely obsessed with finishing and nothing will stop him. He's the most determined person. It's impressive, but a nightmare," unquote. Production began in 2019 and has had to shut down several times. Mission Impossible, finishing this film. Marilyn Manson has been dropped by his record label following accusations of abuse made by his ex-fiancée, Evan Rachel Wood. In light of today's disturbing allegations, Loma Vista Recordings has canceled its contract with Marilyn Manson, the label said. Wood accused Manson of grooming her when she was a teenager and horrifically abusing her for years. Ugh. Antichrist, fallen superstar. Popular country music star Morgan Wallen has gotten himself into a whole heap of trouble. Wallen, who's had the number one album in the U.S. for the last 3 weeks, was filmed using a racial slur after a night of drinking. When TMZ reported the incident, U.S. radio chains immediately removed his songs from the airwaves and his label suspended him. Racist idiot. Chester Bennington's widow, Talinda, is calling it quits a year after tying the knot with Michael Friedman. The 44-year-old said, quote, "Michael and I have decided to move forward with our lives as friends. Divorce is never easy, but in our case, it's for the best. He continues to be an important part of my children's lives," unquote. I guess she must be numb. Sorry. Nick Loeb's never-ending legal war with Modern Family star Sofia Vergara over the ex's frozen embryos has finally ended. An appeals court ruled that Loeb's case should be tossed and that it made a mockery of the Louisiana legal system. The court also ruled that all documents in the case be unsealed. Loeb and Vergara split in 2014. Is it really over? Kevin Hart is getting sucked back into video games after starring in two Jumanji movies. The comedian has joined the cast of Borderlands, the video game adaptation from director Eli Roth, as ex-soldier turned mercenary Roland. Director Roth says this role will show a new side of Hart. You mean the funny side? Sorry. Cobra Kai has been performing well on Netflix, Picking up where the original Karate Kid films left off, the show dives into the lives of karate prodigies Johnny Lawrence, William Zabka, and Daniel LaRusso, Ralph Macchio, 34 years after the two faced off at the All-Valley Karate Championship. Season 4 is now being filmed. Ain't that a chop in the neck? Zack Snyder's new edit of his superhero mashup film Justice League is coming to HBO Max March 18th. The film is 4 hours long, which is the director's re-edit and stars Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck, and Gal Gadot. Have extra popcorn on hand, lots of it, and chocolate raisins, and gummies, and peanuts, and lobster rolls. It's a Lost reunion. Jorge Garcia, who left Hawaii Five-0 earlier this season, will once again play Jerry Ortega, but this time he's crossing over to MacGyver. Fans might feel a little lost when Henry Ian Cusick also appears on the episode. Garcia and Cusick starred as Hurley and Desmond on Lost, and I'm still lost from the series finale. James Corden could double his salary to stop him quitting The Late Late Show. The 42-year-old has hosted the late-night show since 2015, and CBS is said to be pulling out all the stops in a bid to get him to extend his deal beyond his current 3-year contract, offering around $19 million. Corden has said he wants to return to the UK, but will they have him? The Trash Bin. Pamela Anderson has gotten married for the 6th time. The former Baywatch beauty secretly married her bodyguard, Dan Hayhurst, at her home in Canada on Christmas Eve. The nuptials were conducted by a local pastor, and no family or friends were present. Hayhurst's ex claims he was living with her when he took up with Anderson. 6 times the charm? No.
The news wrap-up.
Melvin Capital, the hedge fund that bet against GameStop, lost more than 50% of its value in January. Bitcoin spiked 20% after Elon Musk added #Bitcoin to his Twitter bio. Tesla's service now includes collision repairs, fulfilling Musk's promise. Jeff Bezos will be stepping down as CEO of Amazon and becoming its executive chairman. Yep, time for him to start spending his billions.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Little Things is the most popular film in the USA.
The number one album.
It's Dangerous, the double album by Morgan Wallen.
The number one app.
The champion, once again, is Crossfire.
The number one book.
Just As I Am, the memoir by the late Cicely Tyson, is the top nonfiction book.
Growing up in Chicago, Lil Durk's life was not easy. His father was incarcerated when he was 7 months old, and he recalled there were times when they didn't have enough food in his home. His first breakthrough came through social media channels like YouTube. Durk took his career more seriously after becoming a father at 17 and dropping out of high school in order to join a street gang, the Black Disciples. Soon after joining, he began to get into trouble with the law and served time due to gun charges, including possession of a firearm with a defaced serial number. He later pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of aggravated unauthorized use of a weapon. Fortunately, he got his life on track after that. He's one of the best rappers out there, and we love his new track. Here's Lil Durk featuring Lil Baby with the Song of the Week, Finesse Out the Way.
I was trapping out of sight of my granny crew. I was serving with 2 phones. I remember telling Julius, don't know what a paddock is, now it's 2 tone. Money make the world spin, the money make the girls grin. Been rapping since 2010, whoever thought I'd win. The money make the world spin, the money make the girls grin. Been rapping since 2010, whoever thought I'd win. I remember serving to the cool kid, twin got a 30 like a pool stick. Why you think your murders turned the news clip? When it died, when it's found me crying there, swear to God that he ain't do. I remember being goofy, spending their last money on the Gucci. He just got fly just to get us. Went to jail, ride around with a goofy. I can actually say I'm feeling like money. I remember riding around with a 100. Had twin with me, riding 100s. The money make the world spin. The money make the girls grin. Been rapping since 2010. Whoever thought I'd win. The money make the world spin. The money make the girls grin. Been rapping since 2010.
That was Lil Durk featuring Lil Baby with the Song of the Week, Finesse Out the Way. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.